This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Patrick Garrett. Matt Patricia has been formally introduced as head coach of the Detroit Lions after 6 seasons as New England Patriots defensive coordinator. The 43-year-old Patricia helped New England win 3 Super Bowls over his 14 years on coach Bill Belichick's staff. Meanwhile, Indianapolis Colts general manager Chris Ballard wants New England to know the rivalry is, quote, back on. Ballard spoke to reporters to explain why Josh McDaniels backed out of a deal to become the Colts' new coach. The news conference began a day after team officials announced the hiring on its Twitter account. Ballard says the Colts have a list of additional coaching candidates to interview, including some they couldn't meet with because their teams were in the playoffs. In the NBA, the New York Knicks have traded center Willie Hernangómez to the Charlotte Hornets for second-round picks in the 2020 and 2021 drafts, plus forward Johnny O'Brien. Meanwhile, the Detroit Pistons beat the Brooklyn Nets, 115-106. Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson has been traded from the Texas Rangers to the New York Yankees. The Rangers selected Wilson in the AAA portion of the Rule 5 draft during the 2013 winter meetings. That was about 2 months before he led the Seahawks to a win over Denver in the Super Bowl. Texas traded him to New York for future considerations. Jordan Greenway will be the first African-American to play for Team USA Hockey at the Winter Olympics. The milestone was a long time coming, but it happened suddenly for the Boston University forward. Greenway was preparing for his junior year at BU when talks broke down with the NHL and officials went looking for college and minor league pros to fill out the roster. In women's college basketball, number 1 UConn beat the University of Central Florida 55-37. Tonight, the UAlbany women head to Burlington to face Vermont at 7 p.m. Meanwhile, the UAlbany men host Vermont tonight, also at 7 p.m. Former Dallas Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo is making his PGA Tour playing debut next month in the Dominican Republic. The lead NFL analyst for CBS Sports has received a sponsor exemption to play in the inaugural Punta Cana Resort and Club Championship on March 22nd to 25th. The tournament is held the same week as the Dell Technologies match play and will not feature any of the top 64 players in the world. Romo has tried to qualify for the U.S. Open 3 times. 6 Republicans and 12 Democratic lawmakers have signed on to legislation to establish a special committee to investigate the U.S. Olympic Committee and USA Gymnastics over handling of sexual abuse allegations against former sports doctor Larry Nassar. Nassar molested girls, including many gymnasts who sought treatment for injuries. He is serving a 60-year prison sentence. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.